Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Wellman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Wright. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Pesce moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Pesce moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesce scores. Zarrilla scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Wellman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Wellman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wellman. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wellman. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Wellman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Joost reaches second base with a double. Kellner moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wellman moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright strikes out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.